While I was growing up, I was pretty involved with the Boy Scouts. And while I was reading through today's gospel, all of my old Boy Scout instincts started firing. I was looking at the people who followed Jesus, and they did not follow the scout motto, which is be prepared. Be prepared. They were not ready to take care of themselves. They followed after Jesus in kind of a reckless way. They went into the middle of nowhere, into a deserted place. They didn't bring supplies. They stayed late with him. They didn't manage their time well. They had no plan. They didn't take care of themselves. They were not prepared. We see this when the disciples go to Jesus and say, "Dismiss the crowds. This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss them that they may go to the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus did not dismiss them to go take care of themselves. He had pity on them. He cared for them. And in their need and helplessness, Jesus provided for them. By following after Jesus and not bringing anything with them, this allowed Jesus to be able to provide for them, to perform a great miracle where they ended up with more than what they would have had if they had tried to take care of themselves. Rather than trying to take control of their situation, they depended on Jesus for their support. They left everything behind, not looking back, so that they could be with Jesus, so that he could give them what they needed. All they brought with them was themselves, and he gave them all the rest. This disposition of reliance on God or dependence on God is essential for our lives as Christians, as we try to grow in holiness and virtue and reach fulfillment in our lives. God calls us to himself, and he doesn't want us to try to bring a lot of stuff along with us that will distract us from our need for him. Our job is to follow after Christ, and his job is to provide for us. We also hear in our first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, God calling his people to come so that they can receive. Come without trying to bring all of these things for themselves, for providing for themselves, because God will give them more than what they could have provided for themselves. To follow him without distractions or self-reliance, so that he can give what we need. The people in our gospel needed Christ more than they needed anything else. And only by following him and looking to him, not bringing their own baggage, not following on their own terms, could they receive what Jesus desired to give them. And ultimately, what Jesus desires to give each of us is himself. He wants us to come to him with nothing but ourselves so that he can give us nothing but himself. The opposite attitude to this dependence on God is what we see so often in our world today, an attitude of self-reliance, of self-dependence, providing everything for ourselves. And really, this leads to an attitude or a disposition of self-idolatry. We live in a world with so much comfort, where we say we don't need anything from anyone else. We'll just take care of ourselves. We end up looking to ourselves to provide for everything. And we can even go so far as to try to provide for ourselves the meanings of our own lives and determining for ourselves how to reach our ultimate fulfillment. When we don't look to God to receive all that He wants to give us, we can end up having an attitude where we say, I am in control of my own life. I will decide what the meaning of my life is, and I will decide what I was made for. I will decide how to achieve my ultimate fulfillment. And this attitude of self-reliance, this attitude of self-creation, if you have that, you're turning yourself into your own God. You become your own creator of your own little world. The person who does this has themselves as an idol that they look to over and above God. And when someone does this, they will never be happy. Because though they treat themselves like a god, or they look to themselves like a god, they're setting themselves up for failure. Not only are they working against the plan that God has made for them, because they are not the one true God, they're powerless to give themselves what they need to make themselves happy. When you make yourself your own God, you are making yourself dependent on a God who is weak, on one who doesn't know what is truly good, and who lacks the power to help you reach your goals. There is an illusion of power and control, but really there is a powerless person unable to achieve what they desire. It's like trying to pick yourself up off the ground using nothing but your own strength, suspending yourself in the air by your own power. Through self-reliance, one can make themselves into an idol. They make themselves into their own God, but a God who is weak and unable to bring them happiness. So many of our problems in society today come from this attitude that the world tells us, where we need to be dependent on ourselves, to look to ourselves, and instead of receiving from God. It's an attitude of rejecting the grace that He desires to give us. And to make yourself your own God is such an anxiety-inducing thing. And with all of the pressure that it brings, there's only two ways we can respond to it, ultimately. There's only two paths that this leads to, and those would be nihilism or hedonism. First, nihilism, where a person says life has no meaning and they despair. Because they are powerless, because they recognize the weakness of the God that they have made themselves to be, and to reach the purpose that they want for themselves, their life is meaningless. They ignored or rejected what God wanted for them and put all of their hope in something so small, so unattainable. And so they lose all hope and lose all sense of meaning in their lives. They believe that life is all pain and everything is pointless. And the flip side to nihilism would just be hedonism, which follows self-reliance and self-idolatry, but instead of explicitly rejecting all meaning in life, the hedonistic person will try to fill that void in their life with low and earthly things. They numb themselves to the apparent meaninglessness of life with small pleasures that only distract them from the pain and never provide true joy. The self-reliant person cannot fulfill their own life. So they might as well try to make themselves feel good as best as they can. And this is what the world preaches to us. This is what the world encourages us to. Self-reliance and self-creation. where we only end up with nihilism or hedonism. And these are the causes of so many of our problems in the world. If we look at the anxiety that so many people face, which comes from believing that one is meant to be the source of their own fulfillment, but being powerless to fulfill themselves, the pressure of being your own God without the power and the love of the one true God. This leads to problems with various addictions where people try to numb themselves from the perceived meaninglessness of their life with drugs or pornography or alcohol or whatever it is. We see the rage and division in our culture and society where people who are powerless over themselves but want control try to exercise control on others in anger. We see in the great sins of abortion or euthanasia where someone does not recognize the purpose of their own life, so they exercise what little control they have by ending the life of another, often under the guise of saying they're trying to prevent pain or suffering in another's life. Or in all of the issues today with gender, where a person despairs of what God has given them and tries to create for themselves a new identity, totally divorced from what God has made them for. In all of these, there's a rejection or a forgetting of the need for God and a dependence on Him. When someone turns to self-reliance instead of receiving from God, they say, "I do not need God. I will take care of myself." They turn themselves into idols, which can only lead to the anxiety and despair of nihilism or hedonism. But this is not why you and I were created. This is not what God made us for. God made us for Himself. And He wants to help us reach that. He has given us the grace through the church, through her sacraments, to sustain and guide and teach us, to lead us to what will ultimately make us happy. He gave each of us a purpose, and He wants to continue to give each of us all that we need to reach our fulfillment. We are made by God, and we are not meant to try to make ourselves. We have been made by God so that we might know Him and know His love for us. He made us so that we might receive from Him. God says, "Come to me." So we should come, not trying to do His job, but coming to Him empty-handed, so that He can give to us more than what we could have ever provided for ourselves. We come to Him just as ourselves, so that He can give us His joy and His peace, and so that He can give us Himself.